While people working in the community care sector might be older, many businesses are still reluctant to employ ageing Australians, even though it could be worth an extra $10 billion a year to the economy. Economists say giving people over 55 a job would help stimulate a slowing economy and reduce the impact on the health and welfare systems. Caroline Winter reports.
Vicky Jarnes is easy to spot on a cafe strip in Adelaide's eastern suburbs. Her bright hair, black-rimmed glasses, red lipstick and fur coat make her stand out. At 67, she doesn't feel invisible, but says that's how society often treats people of her age.
I'm frustrated by the stereotyping, for a start, that older people are one homogenous group rather than individuals.
Even as an educator with advanced digital skills, ageism and age discrimination in the workforce is something Vicky Jarnes says she's experienced.
Around the age of 50, I applied for a particular position in spite of the fact that I had superior skills, knowledge, experience to anyone else that I know applied. I didn't even get considered for the position, and I was really quite shocked by that.
It's reported almost a third of older Australians have experienced age discrimination while employed or during their search for employment. Jane Muzzared is CEO of Council on the Ageing in South Australia.
We've done some Chatham House Rules conversations with employers. I think, you know, in unguarded moments, they would say their preference is not to have older workers.
She says it's a worrying trend considering the ageing population, increasing life expectancy and growing welfare bill for older Australians.
If you lose your job as an older person, then you are likely to be looking for a job for something like 188 weeks. That is much longer than any other age group.
Experts say it doesn't make economic sense to sideline workers over 55, who currently make up just 16% of the total workforce. And while participation rates among older workers has grown in recent years, employing an extra 1% of the potential pool each year could be worth an extra $10 billion annually to the Australian economy. Doug Ross is a principal economist at Deloitte Access Economics.
The economy would see about 0.5% increase in size, which is a huge opportunity and one that we could, over coming decades, turn into a really substantial increase in the size of the economy.
In the current climate, it could be one way for businesses to help stimulate a slowing economy while reducing welfare dependence and helping employers plug skills gaps with experienced workers.
The best thing that we can do is utilise the skills, the experience, the dedication of older workers to help address those challenges.
That's economist Doug Ross, ending that report from Caroline Winter.